Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a Rivalry Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Souk, brought to you by Roto-Rooter on the Fan Sports Network. Warning. The following program may not be suitable for children.
Hold on to your butts.
As the sun sets over Slab Town, in the shadows of the Fremont Bridge, a club comes to life where you can let your freak flag fly.
There's a new fiesta in the making as we speak. Full kegs. Everybody's gonna be there. You ought to go.
The only thing that's off limits are the words you can't say thanks to the FCC.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
We've given away too much to arrive at these political compromises. Yeah, now.
Google me, bitch.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, my.
Okay.
Shane Falco, so Malcho.
He did dirt. He did a lot of dirt.
What did he burglar?
I was alive.
Football sucks, kind of.
Why are you going in?
It's insane. Let's got to do something.
I do knew that.
Okay, we apologize.
It's time for the club, baby. On 105.1 and 1080, The Fan. Hoo-wee.
Hi, I'm a balloon. Bye.
Yeah, I was just reading about... Do you know who Robert Irwin is?
That's Steve Irwin's kid?
Yeah.
Yeah, who's like a bohunk now.
Yes, I was just reading about him.
He's like a super sexy Aussie guy now.
So the Hollywood Reporter did a story on him.
Yeah.
Was he following in his dad's footsteps,
yes,
doing the whole nature thing too?
Yes. Yeah. So he's now 21 years old. This is the Crocodile Hunter's kid.
Yeah.
Bindi's brother.
Mm-hmm.
He's now 21 years old, and he's a male model. He's an underwear model.
Yeah.
But he's also a wildlife.
Is he?
Well, I mean, yes. He's
by default.
This article says he is now the new face of Australia. He's handsome as hell. He has abs for days, and he poses for Bond's underwear with snakes.
Yeah, he was on, like, Dancing with the Stars.
And alligators. Yeah. And yes, now he's on Dancing with the Stars, which, by the way, is going to raise his profile exponentially.
Yeah. Every time, like, I come across him, like, there'll be, like, a random thing on my feed, and he is in, like, there's this bulge, and then he's got a snake around him,
yes,
and he's like,
That's his whole bit.
It's his whole bit.
His whole bit is take off his shirt, put on a pair of Bond's undies, drop a snake around his neck, make money.
Yeah. Not good for him.
God, I mean, what a life.
Steve crawled so that Robert can walk in his underwear with snakes.
So true.
Because Steve was kind of a, he was a chubby guy.
Well, he was older. I mean, this, you know, this kid looks like him. Yeah. He's just younger and handsome and like in shape.
Sexified. Which is weird when you, like, whenever you see someone that grew up in the limelight, because I remember like him being a little kid. Same thing with like the sister, and then all of a sudden it's like, by the way, bulge.
Check these out.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
Well, it's like David Beckham's kid throwing out his package out.
He's like, check out my dong.
God.
It's strange.
Well, Bieber had a little bit of this.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you're a kid in our minds.
In your mind, you still think of them as a little kid.
Stop. I've never seen so much dong in my life.
Yeah. He's dancing with Whitney Carson, who's also a hot.
Are your balls jiggling?
There was someone on the new season of Dancing with, because I saw a commercial for it.
He was on it, right?
Yeah, he's on the new season, but there was someone, I'm trying to.
Your girl, Ilona Marr?
Corey Feldman's on it.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Because I saw like the preview for it, and I was like, oh my God. I have not watched an episode of Dancing with the Stars, I don't think ever.
I don't think I have either.
But when I saw the cast come across, I was like, there was one, and that's who it was. I was like, oh my God, Corey Feldman. because he thinks he's like Michael Jackson. I will tune in. I don't know when that thing debuts. I will watch simply to see Corey Feldman.
They finally found a celebrity that you get you to tune in.
I watched one time in the early seasons because Jerry Rice was competing.
Oh, there you go. Dude, Corey Feldman is so insane. And that is just going to be... I want to see them criticize him and be like, Corey, you have to do something other than dance like Michael Jackson. I want to hear that pushback. You're literally talking to a crazy person. I can't wait.
Andy Richter will be on this this edition.
Yeah. Do you think Corey Feldman will dance to any of his own music?
Oh, stop it.
Yes.
Rocking you on a Friday. Why did I say that?
This is Corey Feldman. I can't.
Jordan Childs.
Who?
Olympic, the U.S. Olympic gymnast.
Jordan Childs?
Oh, okay. Yeah, whenever I see like the Dancing with the Stars, I always feel like maybe they go a little extreme with the star part of it.
Well, of course they do.
But
I mean, dude, that show, find me. Okay, so I would say this. In my life, that show is probably the most popular show, the biggest show that I have never watched.
Oh, okay. Yeah, interesting.
What about yours?
The Bachelor.
Never watched it?
No.
I've watched it.
I'm aware of
it. I have too.
I was in a Bachelor Fantasy League once.
No one in my life has watched The Bachelor, therefore I've never seen it. Like, I've seen The Kardashians.
Yeah.
I'm trying to, like, I've seen, obviously, American Idol. I've seen the Biggest Loser or whatever.
America's Got Talent.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever sat down and watched. I haven't watched The Masked Singer once.
I've never watched that one.
Is
that popular?
Yeah,
it's very popular, but it's a little bit lame because they can never get real A-list celebrities to do it. And so the judges are guessing. They're like, do you think it's Lady Gaga? And it's like, no, it's not Lady effing Gaga. She's not coming on this show.
Yeah, that is my favorite part about it, if you ever do, is the guessing, because you're right. They guess the biggest stars in the world, and then when there's the reveal... You never know who it, like, they take the head off, and we're all thinking the same thing.
And you don't know who that is.
Ooh.
Who's that?
You're like, wait, you thought that was going to be Paul McCartney? No, yeah. It's like the, no.
Isn't it Tom Brady? Weren't they rumoring Tom Brady to be on that thing?
Yeah, it's not. And then you just, so that I've seen, but I've never seen Dancing with the Stars, but I think I will watch to see Corey Feldman is such a fascinating figure because child stardom broke him. Like, obviously, like, bad things happen to that dude, but, like, his level of insanity is, and now he's got, like, a weird Billy Idol haircut. It was on at the gym, and I saw the ad for it, and I was like, holy cow, Corey Feldman, let's go.
Bronson Arroyo was on The Masked Singer. The pitcher?
See, that's my point.
Well, he's a
musician.
And
they're never going to guess him, though.
But if you pulled the mask... Like, if you were just sat down and watching, would you know that that's Bronson
Arroyo? Average American is not going to know who the hell he is.
No, I'm asking the two of you.
If he had his white man cornrow braid,
yeah, the cornrows would give it away. You remember that?
Yeah.
He's in a band, I think. I think he actually has some... I think I would be able to...
There's no way.
But in the mask, you wouldn't know that that's him. You don't know what his voice sounds like.
Of course not.
And no one's going to guess that.
Dude, you're telling me that you would look at that photo and be like, Bronson Arroyo?
Not that photo.
That's him singing.
No, I know, but look at the one with the cornrows.
Yeah.
That's what we were saying.
He doesn't have cornrows.
Well, but what we were saying is, if he had the cornrows, we would recognize him. Do you listen to us?
The best part of that show is no one has any idea who anyone is, including the judges.
I've also never watched...
Attention?
Nope.
I've also never watched Love Island, and I know that's really popular.
Oh, I was forced.
That's the one this year, right? That's really hot?
I guess it's like the biggest show in the country.
It's the biggest social media show right now.
I don't know what this says, but the BTJ loves smutty, trashy shows. The more smutty and the more nudity, it's a whole thing. There's this new show. She loves MILF Island. Can't get enough of it. Every time I come home, MILF Island's on, or whatever the hell that show is.
Love Island.
I just call it MILF Island.
Well, there is a MILF
there
Island.
Is a MILF
I think
Island.
That's a separate one. It's like...
She's watching that, and there's a new one. Oh, God. It's...
These are like the Chicago Fire and the NYPD.
No, there's a new one that's like on Netflix that she's watching, and it's same thing. It's about...
Love is Blind?
It's about Texas Housewives.
Oh, Hunting Wives?
Hunting Wives.
Yeah, my wife watched that one. That's not reality, though, right?
I thought
that one's just a smutty...
And all it is, It's a bunch of, and by the way, there is a ton of nudity. She always sells me on, honey, you need to watch this. There's a ton of nudity. That's how she gets me to, that's how she ropes me in. And to her credit, this show is a bunch of naked ladies sleeping with like high school boys and then like getting it on with each other in the back of a Subaru. And I'm like, why are you watching this? And she's like, I don't know, but I she can't get enough of it. She loves smutty, trashy television. It's so weird. And I'm like, dude, now she wants to watch The Secret Lives of Mormon Housewives.
Yeah, that one, my wife's into that one. She was watching the reunion show, and I unfortunately had to.
We were sitting down the other night, and she was like, what do you want to start watching? And I was like, I don't know. And she goes, what if we watch The Secret Lives of Mormon Housewives? I'm like, what? And hey, one of my former teammates is on the show.
Yeah, your quarterback, right?
Yeah. One of my quarterbacks is one of the husbands on The Secret Wives.
What's his name?
Brett Ingeman.
He's a hot. Okay.
He's a hot.
Well, pretty much all of them are hot.
Yeah, and they're all swinging.
Yeah, it's a weird show because...
By the way, had I known that went on, where the hell was this when I was a Mormon?
A little heads up.
Yeah, which...
Well, they wouldn't put you on there.
I know. But...
You're in the World Association of Ugly People.
I know, it's so disappointing.
But he'd like to be introduced to some others.
Yeah, like...
It is weird because they're
all... You
don't need
like a referee at the orgy? I can't like... I can't film? What am I?
Are there orgy referees?
Yeah, I don't know. It's like, I can throw a flag and be like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Someone to organize? Maybe I could bring like snacks?
Yeah, flags!
I just want to be involved.
So they're all Mormon, so you think they're all like wholesome. And they kind of present as wholesome mm-hmm. because they feel like they have to.
But yeah. Then they're all sleeping with the same husband?
But then they're all doing it and they're all, every one of them, like, it was like this... They just went in a circle and basically all started crying and basically just spilling their guts about their deepest, darkest problems.
Mm. That was it?
And then like, oh, you're so brave for coming out and saying that. And then it was the next one. Well, when I was... And then, oh, you're so brave. And then it's the dumbest thing I've ever seen on TV. And that's saying something.
But your wife likes it.
Oh, she loves it.
Yeah.
Well, she was really into it.
Well, guess what we're about to start watching?
Those Mormies. Yeah,
well, I feel cheated because nothing cool happened. In the handful of years that I was going to church, nothing cool happened like that. So disappointing.
We're also losing Jimmy Kimmel Live.
Yeah.
When's the last time you watched Jimmy Kimmel Live?
Been a while. I don't watch, I don't think many people watch.
Regardless of what they're saying, late night is dying.
Oh, it's, yeah. Dude, I thought it died a long time
ago.
It's
been dying.
I'm just amazed.
Isn't new.
I've always been amazed that those shows are all still on because, like they were saying with Colbert.
Yeah.
What's it, like $300 million to put that show on or something?
Yeah, and like 2 million people watch it.
Like who the hell is watching?
Not many people.
And, you know, Fallon's on there still.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Kimmel.
Kimmel, not anymore.
Yeah, I'll tell you that story in a second. But
I think you're down to
Colbert's
Seth
Meyers. Colbert's canceled.
I think you're down to Seth Meyers.
Yeah, Seth
and Jimmy
Meyer.
Fallon.
You're down to Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah.
Or not Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Fallon.
Meyers is on later, though, isn't he?
Yeah, he's after
he's
the
like
Tonight.
They're
old
both
Conan.
NBC. So yeah. It goes Fallon, then Meyers in succession.
So ABC has pulled the Jimmy Kimmel Live late night talk show off the air indefinitely after controversial comments by its host about Charlie Kirk.
Yep. So the person that the largest owner of network affiliates in the country put out a statement saying that they are suspending it. They're going to preempt it indefinitely. Because they don't feel it's good for the country. And this supposedly in light of the FCC threatening to pull the license of ABC. So,
which is a subsidiary of Disney.
Yes.
So big...
scary times.
Big money at play here.
This is...
Big, you know, that's a big deal. And so... They're just saying for the foreseeable future, it will be preempted.
Yeah, which means it's done for.
A person with familiarity with the situation told CNBC Jimmy Kimmel is not fired. Disney plans to speak with him about what he should say when he goes back on the air.
Yeah, I just think this is.
And I don't
scary
even know
times.
What he said originally, but.
He.
It doesn't matter. But. That's why they pulled him off the air.
Yeah, it's scary times. This is now two late night shows that seemingly have been pulled due to political pressure from the White House, and I think that is absolutely terrifying. Especially in light of all the things about, you know, free speech and protecting it, and we have to be able to have our First Amendment, and I just think this stuff is...
Your fearless leader has said that, and he said this,
yeah,
that leaves Jimmy and Seth two total losers on fake news NBC. Their ratings are also horrible. Do it, NBC.
Yeah.
He's basically telling them to fire those guys.
I find this particularly troubling and scary, but, you know.
All right, so let's get to some Mexican cartel news.
Speaking of scary.
Not so much anymore.
No?
No.
You're just fine with the you're like, ah.
El Señor Mencho. He's all on the up and up. He's the new leader.
New Malcho.
I believe it's pronounced Malcho. Can you please
El Señor Mencho, so Malchol. There is a drug trafficker rankings akin to the AP Top 25.
Oh, no.
And we have a new number one, a new drug, and a new kingpin.
Dude, it's like Georgia all over again, rising up the rankings.
We'll get to that next on The Fan.
Shane Falco, so Malcho.
Someone texted and said, hey, at least your wives aren't watching real murder shows.
That's true.
No, it isn't.
Really?
Listen, no. My wife, I've told you this before, her TV watching is narrow. It is either Naked and Afraid or some sort of outdoor survival show.
Yeah.
A murder show, of which they're all the freaking same.
I watch a lot of those.
And there's 8 million of them. They're all over the place. She watches them all the time. Or some stupid Mormon Wives or Love Island reality
show.
But
I do think it's better if your wife is watching smut as opposed to murder. Smut better than murder, right?
I don't know about that.
No?
I don't know. Some of the murder ones are interesting because they're, you know, like they're mysteries or whatever, but...
The murder ones would make me... If all my wife did was watch...
It's very depressing.
Murder shows or like serial... Especially about like wives and husbands killing each other. I would be like, what the... Like,
so would you rather be dumber or more depressed? Because that's really what you're getting.
I think I'd rather be dumber. Maybe she gets a little horned up in the process, right?
I'm too dumb. I don't even think about things like that.
Like, look, if you watch The Huntington Wives or whatever the hell that show is.
The Hunting Wives.
The Hunting Wives. And then, like, all of a sudden you want to go up and, like, you know, you're like, hey, we need to go upstairs. I'm like, cool. Watch this all you want. If you get done watching a Dateline show about killing your husband and you want to go upstairs, all of a sudden that takes on an entirely different meaning.
Yeah, you feel unsafe and you're just, you have a...
Yeah,
gut punch sitting in there. Yeah,
yeah, no, I'm like, no, I don't like this at all. So I will take smut over murder. It's like when you get that gal that's really into the macabre, like really into Halloween. You're either going to have a great time or something weird's about to happen. Maybe a combination of both.
So Mencho, or Malchol, is the new reigning drug kingpin of Mexico.
Shane Falco, so Malchol.
And he is from Jalisco. It's the new generation cartel.
I have heard of... I've heard of the area of Mexico, but I thought there was a Jalisco cartel itself. This is a...
Well, maybe that's maybe who it is. It's the Jalisco New Generation cartel.
Okay.
That's who he...
All right.
And he's 59 years old, and he's moved to number one in the rankings, mm-hmm. passing the Sinaloans. Now, the reason he has moved to number one in the rankings, the Sinaloans, you know, there's been some infighting.
Yes.
And they have factions that are fighting with one another, and it's kind of torn them apart.
Mm-hmm.
But also, fentanyl, you know, the Sinaloans were Mexico's top fentanyl trafficker.
Okay.
They were in the fentanyl game. Well, the Americans are cracking down on fentanyl.
Yeah, because it's killing all of us.
And so they're caught in the crosshairs of that. So they're having some problems, mm-hmm. the Sinaloans.
Yeah.
Enter... Malchol. You know
Shane Falco, so Malchol.
Do you know what his drug of what he's distributing? So and Americans are loving it again.
Are we back to the heroin or are we back to the booger sugar?
We're back to the coke.
Oh, well, good.
We're back to good old fashioned cocaine.
What did cocaine ever do to anybody? Don't answer that question.
So they're saying Mencho is the most powerful drug trafficker operating in the world today. He is the new number one. What is happening now is a pivot to much more cocaine distribution in America.
Hmm.
This is from the Wall Street Journal. It says, cocaine sold in the U.S. is cheaper and as pure as ever for retail buyers. Consumption in the Western U.S. has increased 154% since 2019, and it's up 19% during the same period in the eastern part of the country.
How about that?
In contrast, fentanyl use in the U.S. began to drop in the mid in mid 2023 and has been declining since.
Yeah, does anyone? Now, granted, I will say, when I was at BYU, we did have prescribed. We had fentanyl inhalant spray that was used as a painkiller.
Wow.
Yeah, I know, right?
How do you feel about that now?
Well, I mean, we didn't die. I mean, it was.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it was regular, kind of. Like, it was, anyway.
Was it better back then? Or was it just less?
I'll tell you what, dude. That thing was like ice water in your veins. They gave us a little, like, inhaler. And, like, if you got hurt on the side, like, if you, like, you hurt your knee and you could go into the locker room and, you know, kind of do a couple of those. And all of a sudden you're like, man, I don't feel nothing. So I'm sure it's not good for you. But, like, so, like, does anyone do fentanyl recreationally? The only time I hear about fentanyl is like, hey, I did some coke or I did some heroin where I was laced with fentanyl and now I'm dead.
No, I think they do because it's cheaper and it's a, like, apparently the high is just.
So people are actively be like, yes, well, I want fentanyl.
I don't think people like maybe you and I. You and I?
Yeah, but you know.
But yeah, I think on the streets it's
more
a thing.
Of the fringe parts of society.
By the way, this is morbid, but we look back at some of the meds that my father-in-law had his death.
Yeah, probably rough stuff.
And you've been through this.
Oh, yeah.
Those fentanyl patches.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I was looking at those, and I was asking my wife, who was a former nurse, and, yeah. And I was like, how much? I just looked at the patch and showed it to her. I'm like, how much is that? She goes, oh, dude.
Yeah.
I don't even know the grams. Mm-hmm. But she's like, that would absolutely kill you.
Hey, do you have any?
No, you can't keep that stuff.
Have any left over? I mean, blink twice. Oh, yeah. So fentanyl's out.
So cocaine. So this is saying that for new users of cocaine, it does not carry the stigma of fentanyl, heroin, and some of the other drugs.
Okay? I would hope not.
And it shouldn't.
It shouldn't.
It shouldn't.
By the way, kids, don't do cocaine.
Well,
but
there was a time, like in the
90s,
you know, crack cocaine, that scared people off. Like, big cocaine did not like crack cocaine.
No.
Because it scared everyone off of cocaine.
Well, believe me, I had to sit through a lot of DARE presentations.
Right.
About crack being whacked.
So people did get scared off of the blow. You know, I mean, like back in the 80s, I mean, blow was a thing.
Yes, it was.
But
Miami Vice was built around it. I mean, come on.
Right. And now it's back. Hmm. Now, this guy, Malchol, apparently he grew up poor and he sold avocados. But he's making a killing from cocaine buyers in the United States, and they're moving it by the ton.
It's a lot of coke.
From Colombia to Ecuador, and then up through the Pacific Coast of Mexico via speedboat.
Mm.
And narco subs. Like, that's how they've gotten.
Well, I noticed, like, we're blowing up some of the Venezuelan drug dealers.
Yeah. Have you seen some of the aerials of the boats?
We just blow them up.
Have you seen the drugs on these boats, though?
No.
Dude, it's nuts.
Yeah.
Like, they're just, it's, I mean.
Just loaded up?
Loaded with just, I mean, I don't even know. Like I said, tons of white powder.
That's a lot of powder.
Well, like, imagine.
Well, people want drugs. So what you're saying is people in the United States still wanting large quantities of
now, if
cocaine.
Now, if you're stranded on one of those boats, let's say you somehow get on there and you're lost at sea.
I just find myself on
Wasn't there a story about, like, cocaine sharks off of one of these places?
Oh.
Because, like, some of these ships would, like, get either, like, taken out or whatever, and the drugs would just go into the water and the sharks would eat them up. And
I don't know if any of this is true at all. Because, like, well, when I was bumming around in Key West all those years ago, like, some of the people that were hanging out on the beaches, like, in some of the bars, like Captain Tony's down there, I don't know how reliable those sources are. You know what I mean? They're burnouts for a reason, but they would tell stories about if you live down there that often if you're out fishing or if you're like stuff washing up on shore, and supposedly according to them, it is not an uncommon occurrence that if you're out and about, that you're just like, oh, what's this?
The floating brick out there.
Yeah. And there's just, you know, cause boats sink or stuff falls off or whatever. So they claim that was a that is not an uncommon occurrence.
So you're out on that boat, you're stranded.
Yeah.
You feel like you need your wits about you to try to stay alive.
You would think.
Or
you just go,
do you dabble?
Yeah. How long am I out?
Hey, look. Well, you don't know. That's the whole thing.
All right.
You're stranded at sea. Yeah. You can either
need a little more energy for your swim.
I'm being dead serious. You got me for about 30 hours.
30 hours, you're going to try to play it straight.
Yeah.
Try to get rescued.
Yeah.
After that, it's like, hell with it.
We're just,
let's OD.
I don't think I'm making it to 30 hours.
Because I feel
that's a long time.
Yeah. I feel like 30 hours, I'm on a boat, right? So I'm not sinking. I'm just out there. I'm giving you 30 to 36 hours where I feel like, fingers crossed.
If the boat's in good shape, you've got reason to try to wait it out as long as possible.
No food.
I got no food and more importantly, the water, and I'm baking under the sun. Look, I'm giving you 30 to 36 hours, and then I know myself, those packages are getting opened up, and we're having a time.
And then once you do the drugs, what do you think, what happens? Like
at that point, I don't know.
Do you end up going for a swim?
Is there a right time of day to do the drugs? Like, because you don't necessarily want to be like swimming in the heat of the day, right? Like, if you're gonna swim for it.
No, I'm not swimming. I'm just sitting on the boat.
Oh, like, you're just hanging out.
Yeah, you're stranded. Anywhere. You're not going anywhere.
Oh, so you're just sitting there doing it for fun? I just thought you'd use it as an energy boost to swim away.
No, I'm saying you're stranded on that boat. You think you're probably dead, but you don't know that. And you want to keep your wits about you to try to survive, but then there's a bunch of blow, and you're like, well, that's probably more fun.
Yep.
What do you do?
Like, I'll tell you right now, at some point, I'm going out like a freaking champion is what's happening. And we're just, screw it. You put me on an island, by the way.
Well, you can still get rescued.
The Coast Guard shows up, and you're Tony Montana all of a sudden.
I'll tell you what, it would be the greatest rescue video of all time.
Say hello to my little friend!
I'd be shirtless. Imagine what my beard would look like. Because at that point, I'm just...
Santa?
Yeah.
Jesus.
And at that point, my pants are probably off. Look, it's a thing. It's a thing.
So, okay, here's the good stuff. I want to tell you about this guy, Malchel.
Yeah.
The new drug kingpin. The number one drug kingpin in the world.
Look this guy up. Is he a handsome? I hope he's handsome.
Well, he's very mysterious.
Oh, so we don't know.
There are not a lot of pictures of him, and there's a whole thing about how you go visit him. And because he does not leave his compound. Like, they are not going to catch this guy. So we'll get to that coming up next. But first, here's Buck.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're talking about the world's... Ah.
Dude, he is...
That was a heavyweight matchup right there, though.
That was. He is...
Mason Miller...
Filthy.
...of the Padres...
He's good.
...versus
Juan Soto.
Soto almost took him yard.
Yep.
Oppo.
Would have tied the game, missed it, missed the foul pole by what?
Foot, maybe?
Not
maybe?
Even that.
Just...
Really close.
They even replayed it, and it was just as close
Mason
as
Miller...
Be.
God dang, man.
Then he struck out Soto, and then Alonso didn't have a chance.
You see, Miller had an immaculate inning earlier this month where he threw 9 sliders, and it was the first immaculate inning, they believe, on record with no fastballs thrown.
Never threw his fastball once, huh?
Nope. 9 sliders, 9 strikes.
What an
three
animal.
Up, three down.
So that's the, like, I was like, because he throws 103 plus, and then I don't know what you call, like, sometimes it's hard to tell, like, that little slider, he throws it like 89, 90.
Yeah, it's like a cut fastball.
And it's just... You know, Soto got caught looking fastball, and it just buckled them. And Alonso didn't come close to a pitch. 3 pitches, thanks for coming. When you're sitting 104, you kind of have to sit fastball and try to adjust. It's just, it's brutal.
Yeah, here's the text. I'm marooned on a boat. I'm all in. Blow, jumping from the top rope, shark in an arm bar, Thunderdome. It's on. Going out on fire. No way I'm going to experience that in my right mind. Boy, that's... That's true, man.
I like where we're going with it.
Yeah,
it's blaze of glory.
Right, that's right. But then even in that state, you could still get rescued.
True.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. I would go viral, and it would be the greatest rescue video of all time.
So the U.S. has a bounty on this guy. This is the new number one drug kingpin in the world. He's in Mexico, Jalisco. Mm-hmm. And the U.S. has a $15 million bounty on him.
Yikes.
They say he rarely leaves his mountain compound. Mm-hmm. Few photos of him circulate. The men protecting him are known as the Special Force of the High Command. They carry RPG-7 heat-seeking, shoulder-fired rocket launchers capable of piercing a tank.
Good lord.
Visitors to the drug lord's stronghold are hooded before they embark on a six-hour car ride through terrain sown with landmines. Locations of the pressure-activated explosives are known only by members of his inner circle.
Good grief. So, like, you're just trying to visit him, you have a good chance you're going to get blown up and just
well, no,
accident?
Not if you're with his boys.
I guess, but still, like...
So what they're... That's genius, by the way, because if you're trying to go up there and get him,
yeah.
You don't know where the mines are.
No.
But if you go with his boys,
what
they just, know where the mines are.
Unless you make a oops. Like, I think this... I can't remember my password that I reset yesterday. You're expecting me to remember where I put all the mines? I don't like that at all.
I don't know. Anyway... Pretty wild.
This is probably why he doesn't leave the compound. Now, I'm asking a question here. Like you're a Mexican drug cartel guy. You're high on the hog, right? You got all the women you want.
Yeah, El Rapa. That is the name of some of my things. Yeah. I should stop.
So El Rapo's up. You're on your mountain compound, right? You probably have your own little par 3 golf course up there. You got ladies. You got all the drugs you want. All the foods being flown in. But is it a good life that you can never, like, you're basically under house arrest. Now, it's the greatest house, I'm sure, imaginable. And anything you want gets brought to you. But is that a good life?
No, I've watched enough Narcos to know that I would never want to be in that world because you're always looking over your shoulder.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to live in a world where every meeting I go to, I may get popped.
Yeah. That's about
you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm out.
Yeah.
So apparently, when they got El Chapo, now remember, El Chapo was the Sinaloa guy.
Yes.
And he was the head cheese. And his deal was heroin. He brought in all the heroin to the U.S. Well, once they caught El Chapo, one of the reasons fentanyl has increased exponentially is because, well, one, it's cheaper. But two, his kids. So El Chapo has four boys that inherited that drug empire. And they were the ones that switched everything to fentanyl.
Oh.
Because it was cheaper.
They're like, hey, you know what? Dad, heroin's an old man drug. Get with the times.
They kind of did.
What if they called him a boomer? Like, get with the
okay,
times,
boomer,
old man.
Take your heroin
your
and
heroin.
Shove it.
We're moving on. We're moving on to bigger and better things.
So,
by the way, I'm looking at some of the photos here of this, like, these Mexican cartel drug houses that, like, have been since raided and you know, that, like, the DEA has gone through. Oh, my God. I'm not saying I want to live that life, but if you are going to get stuck in a house, it's not bad. I'm looking at El Chapo's house here, and it looks like he doesn't have like a regular golf course. He does have a full golf course. So, you know, I'm just saying I'm guessing the tee times there are quite open. Are you tired of playing the same course?
So I guess, and I think it's amazing too about the cartels, how much we know. And yet we still can't stop it.
No.
Like, apparently back in December of last year, this guy, Malchol, he sat down with one of the top guys from Sinaloa, and he agreed to give them weapons, because they're all fighting a war against each other.
Yeah.
He's like, I'll give you weapons, and I'll give you fighters, I'll help you, and I'll give you money and everything.
Yeah.
You have to give me all your smuggling routes.
Oh.
And your tunnels.
This is like a game of Risk. We're just like swapping resources.
And they did. Oh. So that's how he's gotten so much cocaine into the U.S. is he's using that. He knew he was in a position of strength. This is how it works. I see, again, I'm an expert on this. I watch Narcos.
Yeah.
So, that you know, he went to him and was like, look, I'll help you out. Okay. But you're going to help me.
Yeah, I need some roots. I'm looking here. This is from Business Insider, and this is the again the DEA seized this drug mansion. Mexican cartels. I'm trying to see whose exactly this was, but they have some of the photos from here. And it's a villa, and it's crazy. It's got, it comes with a zoo. There were two black jaguars, seven lions, a white tiger, a fully underground cave with pool and hot tub. Think the grotto, but then some. There was a harem, so there was a hot chick's room. There was $12 million into walls. You're like, you just inside every wall. So you had a nice, you had a nice $12 million in cash.
I love how they do that.
Yeah, hidden into the wall.
That's old school. I should do that.
Well,
I just need the money.
Yeah, 12, like,
I'd put money in my walls.
Would you?
Yeah. I think that's freaking genius. Well, fire.
Yeah.
But
right.
I think it's pretty genius.
But it's your house. Like, what?
What?
It's your house. Like, wouldn't you put it somewhere else? Because, like, if you...
Well, where are you going to put it?
I don't know. Like,
somewhere that's not on your property, where if someone was coming to rob you, they wouldn't just tear the place apart looking for it.
But where?
I don't know.
An undisclosed location. Maybe it's a storage unit. Maybe it's someone else's house. Maybe it's a safe house. I don't know.
Yeah, I just feel like...
get robbed all the time.
I just feel like, hey, you got to leave the house. And I don't have time to, like...
Do an Ark of the Covenant situation. Just find a massive warehouse and pick one little spot where no one's going to bother to poke.
By the way, along with the $12 million in the walls, there was also just in the basement this pile of cash that was $18 million.
Yeah, I've seen that photo.
He's had $18 million just in the basement, although very nicely stacked.
Yeah, who's this? Is this old...
Yeah, this is...
I think that's back in the old...
yeah, this is from
the old guy?
This is from the 90s.
Yeah, but who was the guy? Who's the main guy? The big drug? I can't think of his
name. Pablo Escobar?
Yes, Pablo. That's Pablo Escobar.
No, this is the Mexican government. So this is in Mexico. He was Colombian.
Oh. He's a Muslim?
It doesn't say. It just says that this was a seized home of a Mexican drug cartel.
Okay.
So it doesn't say who it is, but these are photos from the when the Mexican government took it down and raided it. And they're just kind of saying they're like, hey, this is what the house is. And... I'm telling you, dude, this place is like, this is ballin'. I mean, the zoo and everything. I guess like that's the whole point, is if you can't leave your place, you make it as luxurious as possible, including a zoo. A lot of gold-plated guns.
By the way, if you care, cocaine prices have plummeted.
Oh.
Pure cocaine?
Yeah.
Prices have fallen by nearly half.
Is that because people are afraid to do it now because of the fentanyl?
No.
I just was wondering why cocaine, like, are we just not doing cocaine, or there's a shortage of cocaine? Like, why is cocaine...
Or falling out of popularity to other drugs?
Well, that's what I was wondering, is like, is it tumbled because no one wants to do cocaine anymore? Because the idea of, like, if you're doing cocaine, is it laced
fearful
with
that
fentanyl,
it's cut with something,
then,
yeah.
So, like, no one's doing coke anymore because the fentanyl's scary.
But does that mean they're doing more Molly or ecstasy or whatever else? Or?
So, is this like the housing market? We have a bunch of people that are waiting for coke to plummet, and then they'll get back, like, you're going to buy all the coke? You're like, yeah, I'm waiting for coke to plummet, and then once it goes down, I'll get back into my giant coke habit.
It doesn't say why it's plummeted. I think it's just because it fell out of favor.
Hmm.
But now, it's like a buy-low spot
for
blow.
Someone asked a good question. How many people did those tigers and jaguars eat? You think he was,
Oh, yeah. You probably know that he fed some ne'er-do-wells after business.
What was the movie where the old guy in the wheelchair fed? Oh, was that Lecter?
He
Hannibal
got fed.
Lecter?
Yeah, it was Hannibal. It was the second Lecter. Hannibal
well, he
Lecter
would
movie.
Feed people to the
pigs. Yeah.
But then he ended up getting eaten by the pigs.
Supposedly, I don't know. I'm assuming that's not an old wives' tale, because they did that in like the
Snatch as well. Right?
Yeah, in Snatch. Supposedly, like, that's a way to get rid of bodies, is you get these giant hogs and they just...
Because they, like, I think they're one of the few animals that'll actually eat and grind up the bones.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. And they just, you know. So that was that's the thing from Snatch. He said, be careful of any wealthy guy that owns pigs. If you know some rich kook, but he's got a bunch of...
If he owns pigs and he's not a farmer, don't go to his house.
Yes.
The other little nugget in here, they said that this guy's team has a... they manage 50 phones of top cartel lieutenants.
Mm-hmm.
And every week, their operatives review all of the phone logs and gather the phones to ensure... all of their people have not spoken with anyone, like any enemy.
So you just,
every week.
Dude.
And then they get new phones.
It's freaking crazy.
So, dude, they give them new phones every week. It's crazy. Yeah. Dude, the steps that they're... This guy will never get caught.
No.
At this rate.
I'm fascinated by that world. I read a book on Pablo Escobar, and like I think he was... I don't know if he still is, but at the time, like he was like the 30th richest person in the world. It said when he died, he was worth like $30 billion. He was like not just a rich man, one of the richest around. He had more money than Phil Knight, for God's sakes. And reading through about that guy, it was like, what a fascinating...
Dude, it's nuts.
He was worth $30 billion at his death.
Yeah.
In 1993.
Yes. So what is that today? Like, and they sent him to prison, and he only agreed to go to prison if he could build his own prison. And they were like, cool. And he built his own prison, and then he got tired after a certain period of time, and he left the prison that he built himself.
So this guy's name, if you really want to know his real name, it's Nemesio Mencho Oseguera. He is from Jalisco, and he is not to be messed with.
Yeah, and don't Google him, because then, you know...
Good luck finding him.
He's going to find out about
Very
it.
Very few pictures of him exist, although the one that does, he looks... He's kind of like a younger-looking El Chapo. Like, it's not that intimidating.
Yeah.
You know?
I always like when the guy cuts, like, a striking figure.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
That $30 billion would be worth $66 billion today.
Is that all?
That's what this
That's
is.
That's it? I'm trying to see where that would rank him. That would put him...
I don't know that that's top 50, is it?
You said 66?
Oh, that's top 50.
Yeah, that would
Top 10?
No, that would put him at about the 27th richest person on the planet right now.
Hmm. Not number one.
No, but he would kill number one. He could kill
At the time of his death, he was the 7th richest man in the world.
It's freaking nuts.
No one kills Elon.
I didn't say anything.
Why not? What do you think of Elon Musk?
Free speech advocate. He probably loves Kimmel.
Free speech until it's not, right?
You guys, we got to go. We got to wrap this baby up. And we'll do that next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I'm not happy about this, but it's my own fault.
Mm.
We have gone over our allotted time.
We're late for breaking.
Let's get the hell out of here.
We are late.
Somebody said skedaddle.
For the end of our show.
Well, it's time to skedaddle then.
It's supposed to be a hard out, so you better go.
Yeah. We should leave. We will return tomorrow, 3 to 7, on The Fan. Good night.
Red ships of Spain, red ships of Spain.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.